producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We got the goal. The president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Very glad you're with us. Welcome. Happy New Year. First broadcast of the new year, and we're glad you're with us. It is an exciting night. People are buying lottery tickets like you wouldn't believe. This thing was only in the $600 or $700 million range in the middle of the week this last week, and now $900 million. It's going to be $1.1 billion if they don't get a winner tonight. Which I something just tells me tonight they're going to get a winner. It's not going to probably be my ticket, but they're probably going to get a winner. It just made everybody in the building sad. I just don't know how many more times I can roll this and, like, all the tickets that are being sold, you don't have the winning number in some combination. It'll be interesting to see. 10:59 Eastern is when they will draw it tonight. But it's hour two, and there's a lot to talk about as it relates to what's really wrong in the world today. In Philadelphia this last week, a police officer was shot at an intersection by a jihadist who was screaming in the name of Islam. He did it in the name of Islam. He pledged allegiance to ISIS. He was wearing jihadi clothing when he walked up. They found Islamic, you know, paraphernalia in his house, whatever, to whatever degree that means anything. And he tried to assassinate a police officer at point blank range. Edward Archer is his name. Officer Hartnett is the man that he tried to kill. Kudos to this officer who, with gunshots in his arm and bleeding out rather badly, got out of his car and pursued him and injured him enough so that his fellow officers could take him into custody. But I've already played for you a soundbite from Donald Trump from earlier in December. It's very short, and I'm not even familiar with the context of where he was speaking. But he made it very clear that we should have a standard policy in this country that if you're going to try to take the life of a police officer, you should lose your life. Here's him saying that very succinct idea in December of this year.
Anybody killing a policeman, policewoman, police officer, anybody killing a police officer, death penalty. It's going to happen. Okay, can't go. We can't let this go.
So that's his take on it. And in light of what just tried to happen in Philadelphia, I would argue we should extend. If that became the law, I would be in favor of extending that to people that didn't successfully kill the police, but also attempted to kill them in cold blood. Not talking about a firefight where somebody they felt like they were fighting for their life and the police surprised them. I'm put certain restrictions on it so that it is only relegated to the cases in which someone was plotting and planning and they attempted in cold blood to take that police officer's life, but give them the death penalty. Send the message that we're not going to be a culture that tolerates your willingness to kill the people that protect us. This seems like such a no-brainer for me, and yet ACLU, a bunch of others, like, no, we can't do that. It would be abuse. There'd be all kinds of things that would be wrong with it. Well, tell me what they are. If it's a bad idea, why is it a bad idea? But I think it's a great idea. Because number one, you do two things. You number one, you guarantee that that person will not try to kill a police officer again. By them being dead, it is impossible for them to try to pull that a second time. And secondly, You send the message very clearly to all of society, we will not tolerate this. And in the year where you have had everybody under the sun get as angry as they can with the police, mostly due to inflaming sources from the federal government, Ferguson, Eric Holder rides into town, down into Ferguson. Well, we don't care about the local investigation. We're going to do a federal investigation, make sure that Officer Darren Wilson, gets properly penalized here. At the end of the Justice Department's investigation into Officer Darren Wilson's actions with Mike Brown and Ferguson, they vindicated Officer Wilson. But that didn't stop them from saying a bunch of crazy anti-police things in the beginning of that investigation before they knew the facts. So I would say, in a day in which we are so willing to malign police like it's nothing, like it's breathing, oh, well, there was a shooting, the police must automatically be guilty. The least we can do, the very least we can do, is to say, if you try to kill one of them, we're going to put you to death. 888-340-3373. Now, go all the way back to the spring of last year, and for some reason, Donald Trump was talking about it even back in May. This is not a new position for him. That soundbite I played for you did not happen after the shooting of this last week in Philadelphia. It actually happened about a month before it. But back in May, the interviewer of this clip asks Donald Trump, what should the punishment be if you're going to kill a police officer? What should the punishment be? Here's how Donald Trump answered it then.
What's the death penalty? We have people that are these two animals that shot the cops, and these are two wonderful young cops. And, you don't see rioting when the cops get shot.
Nope.
You don't see anything. You don't even, there won't be protests. There won't be anything. You won't even hear about it. In 2 days, it'll be old news, and that'll be it, except for their families and their friends. It'll be forgotten. The death penalty, it should be brought back, and it should be brought back strong. These two guys were just absolutely ambushed, and it's horrible that what happened. And, the police in this country are not being treated properly. They are going to become totally ineffective, and rightfully so. If they make an arrest, they're afraid they're going to lose their career. If they do something, if they shout at somebody, if they say, oh, gee, you can't do this or you can't do that, they think that's the end of their career. They're getting, I can tell you from personal experience, because I have a lot of interaction. I'm a big fan of the police. And I will, and sure, you have some bad ones, but you have 99.9% phenomenal people. And they're afraid to be doing their jobs because they don't want to lose their career. They don't want to be fired.
So well said. So well said. They don't want to be fired. And we saw, as an aftermath of the Black Lives Matters garbage that sprang up after Ferguson, yes, I thought the Eric Garner case on Staten Island was different than the Mike Brown case. And case by case, we should look into these things. That cop that shot that kid in North Carolina when he was running away from the police officer, certainly that was an instance in which justice needed to be brought. But here's what you never hear about. There's not a single one of these cases that hasn't gone before the grand jury, and they haven't tried a number of them. Look at the seven in Baltimore that they've got on trial for the mishandling of the one prisoner that led to the Baltimore violence. It's not like these things are being swept under the rug and being looked aside. So the very least we can do to give the police officers at least a little bit of confidence is that we've got their back on whether or not their lives will mean something if they lose them in the line of duty, or if someone tries to take them in the line of duty. 888-340-3373. I want to know your thoughts. Is it unfair? Is it mean? Is it in some way harmful to different demographics within the country for us to say right up front, you kill a cop, you even attempt to kill a cop, we're gonna kill you. We're going to put you to death. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The two cops that Donald Trump was reacting to there, those were the two officers that were killed in the Hattiesburg, Mississippi shooting. Traffic stop where the people that they had pulled over were actually hoping to get pulled over because they wanted to kill some cops that night. But those of us in New York remember the same thing. Two cops on their beat, sitting, minding their own business. A guy comes up from Maryland and assassinates them while they're sitting in their car. Many officers have lost their lives. There was another jihadist supporting guy that tried to axe some police officers to death in New York last year. The very minimum I think that society should be doing is saying to these guys, if someone tries to take your life, we're going to take yours. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Three phone lines open, actually two of them, and we're going to take your calls because I want to know your thoughts on this. Some people have problem with the death penalty under any circumstance. If you're positionally or practically you're a pacifist, okay, then I get it. At least you're being consistent. But if you believe in the death penalty at all for anyone, can we at least say that the one place it should always be used is when the life of a police officer is being targeted? Because I don't think there's any question that it takes a different kind of evil to not just want to kill innocent people, but to kill the people that protect the innocent people. Kevin McCullough coming right back, 888-3403.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. At AlkaVision.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a dark and dreary night. That picture there on Biz TV, illustrative of what we are dealing with. Some rain rolling into the area, but it's going to be warm. It's going to be so warm tomorrow, 61 here in the New York area. Very unusual for January 9th, 10th, 11th, this stretch of the year. We saw a very tragic incident this last week. A police officer pulled up, and a jihadist came running from the shrubs on one side of the street all the way up to his car. Bang, 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 bang. 13 shots fired to try to take the life of Officer Hartnett. And the man, he was driven by a jihadist tendency. He wanted to do this for the name of Islam. He wanted to do what he could to injure the police department and to say that they're protecting laws and rules that don't comport to Islam, because, you know, Islam is so tolerant. And he tried to kill this cop. The police officer, amazingly, only had three hits only. But he got hit three times. And while he's bleeding out and very concerned that he's going to die from bleeding out, he radios in. He gets out of his car, is able to pursue the jihadist on foot, wings him with his own weapon, and his fellow officers are able to then pursue and capture the guy that tried to kill him. But just an astounding story. But I think one that deserves the death penalty. You go up to a police officer and your intention is to kill them. Your intention is to assassinate them, in essence. I think you lose the right to keep your own life. 888-340-3373. Those of you that are following such things, the Powerball draws at 10:59 Eastern tonight, 1 minute after we're off the air. So we'll all watch that together. Let's go to line one. Frank is in Des Moines, Iowa, listening to KTIA. Hello, Frank. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? It sounds like a noble effort, and I generally can agree that guys that put their lives on the line is a little different than maybe the pizza delivery guy. But I would not probably tend to support it for the same reason I don't support things such as hate crimes legislation or Black Lives Matter. Because if we are really going to go by Harry Blackmun's 1960s Equal Protection Clause, no life is really more intrinsically more or less important than another. So this is where we get down a slippery slope.
But, Frank, let me ask you this, because you're making the incrementalism argument, which I understand, that some death penalty for some and not for others is unjust or unfair, at least. And I get that. But let me ask you this, and I'm a ardent supporter of the death penalty. If we took a step in at least saying that at least they deserve the protection, do you think that sets us up to have broader enforcement of the death penalty for the deaths of anybody that's taken in cold blood, as I think it should be?
Really, I support the death penalty also. I think Christ would support it because obviously he suffered the ultimate death penalty, and he didn't commute the two sentences of the two men around him.
Right.
So clearly he must have supported the death penalty. So I'm a pro death penalty guy. I'm just saying we need to apply it.
Yeah.
But the reason why these things are slipping through the cracks like this is because we're making exemptions for people. Well, we feel sorry for this guy because of this. We feel sorry for this guy because of that. And I'm just saying that if that was my mother or sister or wife that got shot in that car,
yep.
I'm wanting to feel like, well, hey, their life is as important to me as that cop.
Couldn't agree more.
Now, I do understand your argument that when you got people who are putting their life on the line for others and the protection of you and I,
But what I'm saying is we just need, like guns, we need to ramp down on the laws that's already on the books and not create any more, you know, undue laws. You know, just enforce the ones we have.
Well, it's so ironic, Frank, that the day that the president comes out with his five executive orders, or three, or however many he does, the very next day you have this shooting, and none of the executive orders would have made a teaspoon drop of difference.
That's right.
In any of them.
Imagine what's next, because you know there's going to be another school shooting. You know there's going to be another tragedy, and the people's going to say, "Well, your measures didn't stop this." So obviously you have to double down and ramp up your measures. This is the progressive work of the progressives. They're called progressives for a reason.
Yeah.
They're going the same places as the liberals. They're just a little more patient to get there. But when the collective weight of the reasonable restrictions upon guns, finally the collective weight bears down on the Second Amendment, you're going to wake up one day and there's going to be no Second Amendment left, because they're going to progressively chip away at it till it's gone.
I've said that from the beginning. I don't think Obama wants these executive orders to work. I think he wants them to fail so he can come back and say, well, we've got to do even tougher stuff.
So when you, and I'm not making fun by making this sarcastic statement about children and school shootings, because that was terrible what went on in this country in Newtown.
Right.
What I'm saying is,
by the way, which none of his executive orders would have prevented either.
That's right. But when the next school shooting happens and it jerks at people's emotions, they're going to say, why didn't your measure stop it? And then we get the next round of measures.
Yeah.
And we get them, and we get them, and we get them till there's no Second Amendment.
Well, and Frank, you and I think are hoping the same thing, that we have a different president in place. He repeals all of these and we actually see things going a different direction. I keep asking, and I was on Fox this last week. We didn't discuss this specifically, but I did in the green room with some of my Democratic colleagues there. And I said, guys, explain to me just one thing. Why did Texas have a crime rate that plummeted? You look at the 3 years leading up to when they instituted open carry and concealed carry from not having it, and you see the crime rates they had. And then you look at the 3 years after, and you look at the difference between what's happened in that state. Why aren't there any mass shootings in Texas? Oh, I forgot there was one. That they tried to kill the Draw Muhammad contest people, and what happened? The two Johnny Jihads that drove up with the machine guns all lost their lives because they opened fire on 300 people that were probably mostly all armed.
Because you're less likely to go up and shoot somebody that may shoot back at you. But the Bible says God puts in leaders and he sets leaders down. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'll be plenty happy when he sets the current one down.
Yeah, good stuff, Frank. Thanks for the call. No, you're exactly right. In fact, when I was preparing for a gun control debate on Fox a few weeks ago, I ran across this very interesting study, and I've got to come up with the name of the guy that did it. But he actually went and surveyed convicts that had been convicted of violent gun crime. And he asked them a series of questions. And the questions ranged from, how committed were you to going through and following through with your crime if you knew that the people there were not armed? And it was, 100%. If you knew that they were in a zone where they could be armed, but you didn't know if they were armed, well, that dropped down to about 52% commitment to follow through with the crime. If you got on site and you saw that someone had a lawfully owned firearm, to what degree were you willing to go through with the crime? It dropped to 8%. A 92% drop in commitment on the behalf of the armed criminal. Why? Simply because there was instant accountability present in the locale that they wanted to do their bad deed in. Friends, if we don't wake up, if we don't begin to say, hey, we've got to approach this entirely opposite of the way we are now, We are going to lose our country. Frank's exactly right. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Death penalty for those that attempt to kill police officers without any other sentencing guidelines? Coming right back. Take your calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Live from New York, so glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough is my name. My phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And I just need to let you know, tonight, not only on the lottery, it's your last chance to win $900 million, it's also your last chance to not miss out on the best gift you may not have gotten at Christmas and the best gift you could give yourself for all of 2016. Tonight is the last night that Mike Lindell, the owner, originator, founder, the head guru, chief bottle washer, broom pusher, everybody knows this guy at MyPillow.com, is offering the four pillows for the price of just one. The price of just one, you get four pillows. But you must call tonight. This is not available on the website. It is not available beyond tonight. You need to call tonight whenever you're hearing this broadcast and ask them, say, I want the 4-for-1. Here's what you get in the deal. You buy a classic king or queen size pillow. These are the technologically advanced pillows that allow you to sleep in the most comfortable state of sleep you've ever slept in. Guaranteed. The National Sleep Foundation has recognized this pillow as their official pillow. You get one of those pillows at regular price. They're going to give you its twin at no extra cost. Then they're going to go into the bonus vault and pull out two of the roll-and-go pillows that I took to Israel with me on my trip this last year, and at no additional cost, give you two of those. Friends, these are the most incredible travel pillows you've ever tried. And you can take them, you can put them right up on top of a hotel pillow when you're sleeping in a strange place, and they'll give you the same technology. You can get the right support right under the right place on your neck or head, wherever you need it. And it will allow you to get that REM cycle sleep when you're on the road. Four pillows for the cost of just one. But you must call tonight. It is the last chance. This offer is not going to be extended. It's not going to be offered anywhere else. You will not get this offer on any other radio broadcast, television broadcast, anywhere else. This is it. You must call tonight. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. You didn't get the pillows for Christmas. You intended to get them before the end of the year. You thought you missed the four pillows for the price of one special. Mike Lindell extended it just for you tonight, to this very moment. This is the last chance. If you want four pillows for the price of one, you've got to call now. They are the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. You will not do any better in the pillow universe than to get the MyPillow and to try them. And how do I know that's true? Well, not only has my family been using them for the last 2 years, all of my staff uses them. Everybody at the radio station here in New York uses them. I have people from church asking me all the time, do you really use the MyPillow? Yeah, I really use the MyPillows. And guess what? They work like you wouldn't believe. In fact, I just got a note from some new folks that had just asked me about that. They ordered them just before the holidays. They've gotten them. They can't believe they've never had them before. It changes your life when you start using the MyPillow. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. This is the last chance for you to get four pillows for the cost of just one, because Mike Lindell's a generous guy. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Do not let this go past. 1-800-506-2641. Four for the price of one. All right. We're talking about Donald Trump. We're talking about the death penalty. And we're talking about whether or not, when it comes to police officers who have, you know, had their lives even attempted to be murdered, that it should apply to them. Now, Donald Trump said if a police officer is murdered, that person gets it. I'm saying extend it to the attempted murder. And taking your calls on it. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Mike in South Carolina on line one. Mike, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. What's your thought on this?
I think the death penalty, as far as capital punishment goes, it should be anybody who goes and commit cold-blooded murder. Capital punishment should apply to all. That's basically what I believe, because I think there's rare incidents where even a police officer can go bad. And a citizen may have to defend himself against a police officer. But in the circumstances that we've been listening to, I mean, it's unfortunate, but police officers are mainly being attacked.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what sets this apart. I think two things. One, I love the idea of maybe not even having an option on the sentencing. If you kill a police officer, that's just what you're going to get. Now, that doesn't impact the death penalty for anybody else, and I think it should be tough and strong and used everywhere else. But then I'd like to see it extended to anybody who attempts to take the police officer's life in cold blood, because I think that's just as evil. Just because you're not successful in pulling it off doesn't mean that you don't deserve the same punishment. Mike, thanks for the call. Gino's on line three. We're going to get to him, but we got to take this break and coming right back. More of your calls as well. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Live from New York, I'm Kevin McCullough. So glad you're with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
See when you call.
It's kind of a rainy, gloomy night. At least it looks that way on Biz Television if you're watching across the country. If you're listening by way of radio, it's actually not that bad. It's going to be 60 degrees tomorrow. We're going to be down in the 40s tonight for the overnight low. That's very comfortable for January here in New York. But it's going to be rainy, so we're going to get some wet stuff, and that would be snow if it was normal temperatures. But Kevin McCullough saying, glad you're here. Welcome to Saturday nights, 888-340-3373. This broadcast being brought to you by MyPillow.com. And, of course, MyPillow offering you, again, this is the final opportunity to get four for the price of one. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Not on the website, only via the telephone to get the four-for-one offer. 800-506-2641. Okay, we're talking about Donald Trump. This is what he said in early December on Fox and Friends, talking about what happens to people that try to kill police.
Anybody killing a policeman, policewoman, police officer, anybody killing a police officer, death penalty. It's going to happen, okay? Can't go. We can't let this go.
I think, makes perfect sense, especially when you saw what happened in Philadelphia this week with a jihadist attempting to assassinate a police officer in cold blood. 888-340-3373. Line 3, Gino is in the Bronx watching on Biz TV tonight. Hello, Gino. Welcome.
I wanted to come on tonight and tell some jokes, but as usual, you bring up a serious subject that's near and dear to me and to my heart and to my former occupation.
I imagine it would
here
be.
Here goes.
Yep, go ahead.
So here goes. As much as I want to see this bastard fry, I mean, like a crispy critter, I want him to fry, but I know and you know and certainly Frank from Des Moines knows that's not going to happen. I mean, just listen to what that piece of filth mayor of Philadelphia said, trying to cover up the fact that this guy was a convert to Islam and to the very strain of Islam that we are fighting against, because this guy is a Democrat, is a Bolshevik, and he came out right away and said don't hold his religion against him, and especially because he was a black Muslim, don't hold it against him. But his own police commissioner crossed him up, because his police commissioner didn't want to be a sock puppet to the politically correct thought police, because one of his own was gunned down.
Right.
Just because he miraculously survived it and even tried to apprehend this skell, this perp, this lifelong recidivist who should never have been on the streets to begin with, he didn't want to go along with what the mayor of Philadelphia did, a dummycrat. So thank you and kudos to that police commissioner, because at least he didn't end up being the sock puppet that our police commissioner here in New York City has become under another Bolshevik mayor, Bill de Blasio. And just like Ralphie from Redback, New Jersey, I'm sure he's going to call in and say this, but the fish rots from the head. It is Obama's fault. For the last 7 years, we have had an attitude in this country that says we are going to protect criminals and we are going to go after police officers. We are not going to protect our own military personnel. We're going to allow another convert to Islam to kill and murder 13 innocent, brave military personnel at Fort Hood, and twice in his administration. It happened twice.
Yep.
Twice we had assassins going into Fort Hood, because our military personnel can't even carry sidearms when they're in their military garb.
Yeah.
I mean, this is insanity. We have to get past these politically correct Bolsheviks that are destroying our country. So whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Ted Cruz, whoever we can get that is going to have the same attitude, that's going to punish these fools and punish the ones who want to protect criminals and put them back out on the street, like they did when I was a probation officer, and have a more sane policy where we prevent these bastards from even getting to any of our police officers or our military personnel or any of our emergency service people. This is what we need to do.
Gino, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You brought up something that I couldn't agree with you more, and I forgot to tell people about this. When the mayor of Philadelphia, again, thanks for the call, when the mayor of Philadelphia said to the people that were watching, this was within minutes of them, you know, just, you know, hours having had happened, and they didn't do the full investigation. He had no investigation completed. They still don't, I don't think. But he comes out and he goes, this has nothing to do with Islam. Islam is not a part of this. There's no part of this that has anything to do with Islam. And he goes, now I'm going to turn it back over to the police commissioner, who gets up and goes, well, you know, he said that they wanted to kill police officers because they violated the tenets of the Quran. It's like, oh, smack. But, you know, it's not just the mayor of Philadelphia. The president, after San Bernardino, wanted to go after guns. He didn't say anything about the fact that there were Muslims involved. In fact, he very quickly tried to imply that there wasn't anything related to Islam. And over in Germany this last week, where they had to deal with the very bad behavior of a bunch of Islamic refugees that were coming out of the troubled areas of the Middle East and into Germany. They had nearly 1,000 men trying to rape women at the Cologne, Germany train station. And the interior minister comes out to the people of Germany and says, you know, well, what happened there is pretty bad, but it's just as bad, or if not, it's worse. For the extreme right-wing rhetoric in the media to say that that the refugees and Islam and all this other stuff had something to do with this. I mean, for the love of all that's holy, everybody wants to say, no Islam to see here, no Islam to see here, no Islam to see here. Do you mean except for the rape, the refugees, and the attempted assassinations on cops? You mean there's no Islam to see except for those things? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Richard in Louisville, listening to WGTK. Hey, Richard, welcome.
Hi, Kevin.
Good to have you.
Kevin, Trump is right, and we need him now for as our president, because our general danger here in America is that our culture has shifted away from traditional moral values led by the left, so we're in danger of losing our culture that made America great. So
yeah, I agree with you. Do you think that Trump's the only one that can do that, or how would you feel if Ted Cruz was the nominee?
Well, Ted Cruz is probably a good alternative to Donald Trump. However, I think Donald Trump deserves credit for kicking in the door of political correctness, which is what prevents us from restoring.
No, you got that right, Richard. There's no doubt about that. He allowed this election to be as open as it's going to end up being. Lots to thank him for on that.
Come. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Well, it's a big night, America. Who knows? In the next 3 minutes or so, there might be someone whose financial fortunes change dramatically. But the really big probability that that's going to happen for you is not that good. No matter how many lottery tickets you bought, and no matter how many hopes you have pinned to it. And I think it's good to remind ourselves of this. We're not nearly as important as we think we are in this life. And it's one of those reasons why I'm so appreciative of the humility with which the police officers serve city to city, coast to coast, every single day. They understand that they've got a thankless job that they do every single day, and they do everything they can to keep us safe. And so I appreciate the conversation we've had tonight about whether or not we should be looking out for them on kind of an extra level, extra degree. I hope that we will. I hope that the nation has gotten to the point where we've said enough of the nonsense. There's a big headline at Drudge Report tonight, and I didn't really work it into the discussion, but it's an interesting one. Up to 20% of registered Democrats say they will defect and vote for Trump if he's the nominee. Now, when's the last time you had somebody that, and I'm not particularly a Trump supporter, but when's the last time you had somebody that was even anywhere this close to being politically this incorrect and had that kind of broad sweeping effect on both parties, on people across the spectrum? It's a very interesting concept. Yeah, Trump's not my guy, but that's okay. I think if he's the nominee, he's going to show us a very distinctly different offer than what Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders will. And we'll have to wait and see what the long-term effect of that is. Okay, Kevin McCullough saying thank you for being here. Listen, if you would like to listen to me weekdays in Afternoon Drive, if you go to TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com, there on the homepage, there's a list of show times and places where you can listen live coast to coast from New York to Los Angeles. Every single weekday in Afternoon Drive, I'm on in literally hundreds of places, and would love for you to join the conversation weekdays starting around 3 o'clock Eastern and go until about 7 in a market, in a station, in a place near you. Please check that out this week, TheBingeThinker.com. I've also got a ton of written material there of things I've commented on from the past week that may be of help as well. And I'll be on Fox News this coming Thursday at 10:40. So look for me there with Bill Hemmer and Martha McCallum. If all goes as planned, that should take place as well. Kevin McCullough saying thank you for being with us tonight. Please, if you want to be in contact via email, you can do that as well at TheBingeThinker.com. Just click contact and send us an email right through the website. Otherwise, don't forget, last chance for the MyPillows 4-for-1, 800-506-2641. Write the phone number down and call 1-800-506-2641, and we will see you next week, hopefully, by God's grace. Talk to you then.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Story.